I don't know which camera to look at. Hello, lovely people. Welcome back.
Eat my mic.
To the Distinct and Jovial podcast. My name is Dom, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-founder, Jerry.
I can't believe we're doing this.
We are.
First in-person podcast.
I know. Dom. For those that are watching on YouTube, you'll have noticed that we're in a slightly different setting. We are live. Well, no, we're not live. We are. That would be scary. I just saw Kerry's face and I thought, oh, best not say live. No, we are doing an in-person podcast. I've spent a fair number of days getting this set up. And we are joined once again by the old school crew. Yay! I will point out now just to our listeners and watchers that this is the first time we're doing this. So if everything all goes completely pear-shaped, it's my fault. It's not Jerry's fault for the first time. And we do only have four mics between the five of us, so a couple will be sharing. But that's fine. We'll do it as we can. So shall we start from right to left? Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Right, yeah. I'm Tien. Hello.
Good.
Karen.
I'm Ian.
So, for those that have watched previous podcasts, Ian is new. We do not have Navaid.
He's there.
We're pretty sure, though, if Navaid was shouting from where he lived now, his sound quality would be exactly the same as it was on the previous podcast.
Maybe a little better.
Yeah. I'm really sorry, but Ian, you're probably going to have to take the mic first. Because I think you're going to have to do the questions that these folks did last time.
Yeah, I've got all the catch-up because I couldn't make the last podcast because I was schmoozing with clients.
Ooh.
So, I'm here doing a catch-up now.
Was it a successful schmooze? Or is that a sore subject?
I admitted what it was last night to the other guys. It was it involved sort of like hanging around with a distributor and getting tickets to the premiere of the latest Ghostbusters movie.
So successful series.
It was a successful series. Yes, it was a good night out.
I will say this though, in terms of the podcast, you schmooze, you lose.
Well done.
Oh, you've been building that one for a while.
3 weeks.
Average time. So, the topical events that we went through last time with everybody, we'll just go through with Ian. As a brief introduction, we won't make you talk about your life story. But, as always, we'll start with, what is your go-to meal deal?
Okay, so I think we're in Tesco's, as I think a lot of people were, and it is the...
Not Navaid.
Oh, yeah, well, there's a reason why he's not here. He got banished. It would be the hoisin duck wrap.
Good choice.
With the McCoy's salt and vinegar crisps, because they're the only ones that tell you exactly whereabouts in your mouth you've got a cut or an ulcer. And obviously the smoothie, because that is the most expensive thing on the menu.
Yeah, so value for money. I think
absolutely.
We can all get on board on that one, can't we?
Flavours will be determined by how you feel on the day.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Nothing specific.
Spirulina.
Boys.
Can we do the spirulina?
No idea.
Awesome. Pizza topping.
Pineapple.
There is nothing wrong with pineapple on pizza. We had a very interesting discussion on Friday night when we decided that if you go for a standard margarita pizza, it's cheese and tomato. And as we all know, tomato is a fruit. Therefore, any pizza that you get has already fruit content
on it.
Therefore, you cannot have a pizza without fruit on it.
Actually,
but that's not my answer.
Yeah, but also we had a discussion about bread and cheese and jam.
Cherry jam sandwiches,
which Jerry and I both love, but that is fruit with cheese
on a bread base.
Sounds surprisingly similar.
He's got some competition on that.
He has actually. I would just also like to point out, it's got nothing to do with pizza. For sakes. Nothing whatsoever.
I can't do the hand actions, right? Right, there was a thing, and it's like this, isn't it? Right? Pizza does not belong on pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Exactly.
No, it's fine. Excellent.
But for mine it would be a spicy meat feast. I'm very much I have no problem with vegetarians, but I am a carnivore. And if I don't have meat in a meal, it's not a proper meal. So, pizza, as much meat and spice as you can get on it.
Fair enough. I can't argue that. I can't argue with that one. And then the last one of kind of before we go into movies, which is always a derisive subject with everybody because we're going to get slated. Room 101. The mic is yours.
Right. And I know this is going to affect some of the people in the room with us.
Teachers
and I like the way you look straight at you.
That's because I was avoiding carers.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Where are we going?
People who, parents who have a child, christen or name their child and then shorten it.
What, Cam and M?
Yeah. So, for example, I've got a friend who christened their child Joshua and called him Josh. If you're going to call him Josh, christen him Josh. We literally, this week, we had down our street, we had a new baby born, and they put on the WhatsApp group for the street, this is something like Kyrie, but we're going to call him, and we had a naming ceremony the other day for Kyrie, and we're going to call him Kai. And I went, so just name him Kai. What is the point of giving this an extended name if you're not going to use it? Seriously. And then they turn around and say, oh, well, we want to give him an option of using his full name when he's older. You're a parent, okay? Your sole job is to give him a name that he's going to use throughout. Be a parent, take responsibility, okay? They're young now, they get used to it, okay? That is your job as a parent. Look after them, tell them how they're going to be.
I can't believe stop this shortening triggers names. You so much.
I cannot start on this.
I'm going to start doing this more often.
And believe me, this isn't the only room 101. I did have to think which one am I going to call. But it so annoys me.
Does that mean we don't do middle names either?
What, people who convert to middle names?
No, we'll just have a middle name.
No, middle names are fine because a lot of them, I think, are...
Okay.
Like historical, a lot of people the parents will give their child their middle name. My parents did, although we think that's due to lack of imagination.
So where are we going with two middle names or double barreled?
You don't double barrel a middle name.
No, we haven't double barreled, but they've got two middle names.
Well, that's just indecisiveness, isn't it? Really.
Well, we couldn't make a decision between the two parents. Like, one parent wanted one middle name, and the other parent wanted the other, and you couldn't. Neither won the argument.
Admittedly, with our son, we didn't know it was going to be a boy until he was born. But as a girl, we had two middle names if he'd been born a girl. So I've got no problem with that because that's something they use later on. It's the first name. It's the name they're called.
We're going to discuss this later.
I suspect we will.
Sunday lunch is going to be fun.
I've never seen such passion, such a display of passion.
Directed against me.
Well, I don't think it was specifically against you.
It does affect you.
I think it was also for the parents of, was it Kylo Ren?
Kylo Ren.
That's it, yes. Yes, codename Kai.
Kylo Ren. Is that two names?
It's hyphenated, I think, wasn't it?
Is it hyphenated?
Which is...
But it wasn't shortened.
Hyphenated.
Is it hyphenated? I can't remember.
Was it never short? Was Kylo Ren never shortened to...
I don't know.
Oh yeah, looking at the wrong person for Star Wars reference, really.
who's the biggest Star Wars swat here? That's the thing.
By
the
way,
I would just like to point out that Tien is the only one that chose the red lightsaber colour. Whereas the rest of us chose blue.
Chose blue.
In herd mentality. Oh, which is fine. It just means that you are definitely as confirmed that you are part of the dark side.
You are, yes.
It was because it was the only colour she could remember.
I'm not
clearly, I concentrated on the correct parts of the one film I did watch.
So I'm gonna come back to room 101. I'm gonna go to this light. So you obviously played herd mentality last night.
Did, yes.
Yeah, the music and movies one.
Did you limit yourself to blue or red or green?
It was if you could buy a real life lightsaber, which colour would you choose?
Oh, so easy. That's easy. Wouldn't go for one of those.
Red,
white. It's got to be white for me, hasn't it? Surely.
Dom, you would have had the golden cow.
Yes.
Excellent.
You would have. No, that's not a good thing.
No.
I think I've got herd mentality at home. I'm definitely sure I've got it.
Yeah, you have.
Yes.
I got you.
Yes, cool, okay. Yeah, no, it could be white, surely, surname. Got to be.
Yeah, true. But are there any? What? I'm trying to think now.
Why wouldn't there be? What's the limit? What? Why would
it has
there
to have been in the film?
There's green as well, isn't it? In the films?
Yeah, blue, yeah, green, purple. But there's also
purple.
Yeah. Mace Windu has purple.
Purple.
And then there's yellow. Yellow. There are yellow ones. Yeah. Yes, there are yellow ones. Like, this is where I get to show off my true Star Wars.
Yeah, you are probably geeking out now.
Because I've read the canon, right? And there's no limit to, like, it's light. So, Tian, you're a teacher, so surely it's just on the spectrum.
She's an English teacher.
What do they symbolise? Evil.
Didn't say that. Red could be fires of passion. Like, Room 101.
Yeah, go back to this Room 101. Okay, bye.
Yes.
So do any of us, I shorten my name.
Yes.
Yours is a full...
My parents chose mine and my sister's name because they cannot be shortened.
Right, okay.
Oh, Slanty.
That's the one.
I'd like to see you try.
We have to explain Slanty, don't we?
You can explain
Slanty. So Ian Bartholomew, and then was it? No,
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So Slanty Bartfast.
Yes.
And then Slanty.
Slanty was shortened because Bartholomew. You got the Bart sign.
Yeah.
You got to bear in mind where we went to school. It was all surnames. There were no first names. All the teachers called you by surname. So you got all these students come together when we first joined. And we didn't know each other. And so we only found out each other's names through what the teacher called you. And that was all by surname. So you start off the first term just calling each other by their surnames. And then you end up finding out people's first names when, at the end of PE, you go and look in the collar of people's blazers to see their name sort of like sewn into it.
I'm concerned about
and
that.
And to find out what
their first name was. Yeah,
I'm a bit, what the hell?
But, so a lot of times that's the only way you find out people's first names. So, yeah, to start with, it was all about the surnames. And so Jerry went quite imaginative.
That's a bit of a hitchhiker.
Basically on me, I don't think you've done it with anyone else.
I didn't go to that.
The nth degree, yeah, with anyone else.
Isn't Slanty Bartfast the president of the universe, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So surely it's a compliment.
Yeah.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, some kids can do some horrible things.
To be honest, when Jerry came up with it, I don't think that much thought went into it. I think you might
yeah,
be...
Yeah,
over-crediting
him. Definitely.
Just to clear up, we weren't at school with them. They were at the boys' school road from us. So we weren't introduced by surname, were we?
We knew what each other's names were because we had to initial all our clothing.
And we had to have our full name embroidered across the back of our sides over.
I mean...
And our PE knickers.
Not the full name on
the PE knickers, that's true.
It's very different, obviously, very different from when I grew up. It was first names. I've never been called by my surname, ever.
Would you like to be?
No.
Okay.
I quite like my first name. I like my first and my middle name. My surname is what it is. Like, it's the family. It's my family.
So what's your middle name?
My middle name is Lloyd.
Okay.
Lloyd. I do like my middle name. Oh, there's the fact my mum...
It's a good middle name.
No,
strong.
That is a strong middle name.
And I mean, like, to be fair to my parents, so I was born 10 weeks early, and I had something ridiculous, like a 95% chance of being a girl, because the way that my parents conceived and stuff like that, due to chemicals and stuff, science, and so they didn't know. And then when I was born, another boy, hello, and 10 weeks early, they were like, oh, we haven't got as many names as what we should have had. So they did quite well, considering they had a slightly shortened time to come up with a first and middle name for me.
Quite impressive.
Yeah, flicking through the book going, Kylo Ren.
Well, they only made it to
Mace Windu. Oh, yeah.
And they just got bored and went, stick a pin in it.
Chewy.
We talk about weird sounds in a bit. Absolutely. Oh, dear. Okay. The final bit then for you, Ian, after that very passionate Room 101, which I'm very impressed, but I think there's going to be lots of conversation over lunch.
Yes.
Movie. What movie should me and Jerry... should have watched.
Now, I think in the prep before the previous podcast that I wasn't involved in, I did actually post about a movie that everyone should watch.
Indeed.
Even if they don't get it and then think, what on earth have I just watched? And that is the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love.
It is.
I think you say it was one of your favourites, didn't you?
It is, a true cult classic.
Yeah, it's, something's brewing there. That's yeah.
It's the longest running... it's the film that's got the longest regular running screening of all time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the Prince Charles Theatre in Leicester Square does a showing every Friday night since the late 70s.
Sing along.
Yes.
Dress up.
And dress up.
Dress up is best.
Yes.
I've not seen it, so...
And it's interactive as well.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
And it's a musical.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Fish and if you're a scientist and you have a lab coat, the dress-up's easy.
Oh, yes.
Tim...
Curry, yes. Is the lead guy.
You know,
Is it someone I would know if I saw
him? Yeah, you know Stephen King's It? Sorry, not Stephen King's It. You know It?
Yeah.
Pennywise, in the original,
yeah,
that's Tim Curry.
Oh, is it?
And
okay,
also,
yes.
You see Legend, the movie?
Maybe
not.
Have you seen
maybe.
Clue?
I don't even see
TN.
No Clue.
Have you've not seen Clue? Because he's in Clue as well as the main character.
No,
in Clue.
I don't think so.
Okay. You'll probably know. If you see him, you'll know.
He's basically Cluedo, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, Pennywise kind of makeup kind
yes.
of hides it probably quite well.
No, of course. And a very young Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, very young Susan Sarandon.
Is in it as well.
One of the blue.
Not in it.
Fine.
But no, it's a musical. It is at the time it was really out there,
very out there.
even now I think it's a bit, you know, people are a lot more used to things being a bit weird. It still could be classed as quite out there.
Oh really? Okay.
But the music is fantastic.
So what year it came out?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, it was originally theatre.
Oh, right. Okay.
It originally came out as a theatre play in Broadway, which Richard O'Brien wrote that as well.
Yes,
and,
of course.
And then I think that was in 73, and then it was turned into a movie in 75.
73 was a good year.
75, as early as that. I was going to say later. 78,
no, it was.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
yeah, you're 73.
No, it's not 72.
He's 72, I'm 73.
We're all 73.
He's the oldest.
Yes. Yeah. Well, by 6 weeks,
But yeah, I was going to say, but similar to me, right? So I'm 91, and all my friends are, like, a lot of my friends are 92, but I'm born 30th of December, 91. So
does that count? Does it really count?
Yes.
No. Well, so this is the thing, going back to, I was born 10 weeks early, so my dad loves to say he was born a year early, because I was supposed to be born 29th of February, 1992.
29th of Feb, my brother was supposed to be born
29th of Feb. And then
with that, was that a leap year?
92 was a leap year.
Well, if that was the case, then surely you'd only be 8?
We know Dom's not the strongest at maths here, remember from the last episode.
Oh yeah, by the way, we both got slated.
Yeah, it would be 8.
For which bit was it?
How long have you been working?
Yeah.
1995 to now, that's about.
No! I've run out of fingers.
You and they were like, they were shouting.
Oh, did we get it wrong? Excellent. Love it.
It was not getting wrong, it's how long it took.
Well, we get accused that we can't multitask anyway.
Exactly.
We're recording the podcast, we're busy.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Fine. Okay, Rocky Horror Show is apparently one that I need to watch.
Yeah,
you
really
do.
Just...
Yeah, you do.
With an open mind, can I suggest? Okay. And possibly a lab coat.
Possibly a lab coat.
Or a basque.
Or a basque, yeah.
Yeah, and some stockings.
Or
do I need alcohol?
Gold pants.
Yes.
Probably.
Okay.
And some gold pants, yeah. And some shiny gold pants. Tien, you better have
this. It's only now me and Kerry can really see that we're the only ones here who've seen it.
Well, maybe we're the only ones who've dressed up.
Did we mention it with Navaid? I can't remember, if it's so, I can't remember Navaid's reaction to it.
Has Navaid seen it?
I'm pretty sure we did, actually.
And I think he's seen it, not, I'm not sure we liked it.
It is no. Definitely
not his kind of thing.
Not his
no,
thing.
I
think it is quite Marmite-y though, isn't it? You either go, what on earth is that? Or you go, this is fantastic.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I've
had
Marmite. That's
kind of
yes,
discussion.
There you go. I mean, I don't like Marmite, but that's
no, nor do I at all.
Loves
what?
I also like Vegemite.
Oh my god!
I feel sorry for Tien at the moment. I get an exclamation from Tien. She hasn't got Marmite.
Can I have it?
I have a loud voice.
Can I just say something? Why do I always get this reaction when I mention Vegemite? It's not like Marmite and Vegemite are that far apart.
Don't like Marmite.
They're not that fine.
What's the point? Either do Marmite or don't do Marmite.
Vegemite's like almost like a creamier version of Marmite.
What?
Don't start. Yeah.
Why would you want creamy Marmite?
That's just really. Okay, maybe creamy's not the right word.
No.
Creamy's a bad word.
It's
kind of moist.
Shall I move on?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Right. We've got a few pointed questions. Absolutely always to ask. Some of these were mine, some of these were Jerry's. We're not going to tell you which one's which. But we've got to answer them, I suppose, as well, haven't we?
Yeah. Yes,
we do. Yeah.
I just realised my phone's recording and I've got all my notes on my phone, so that's great. Well done, Doug. good start here. Pointed question number one. Go to karaoke song. We won't make you sing it.
Yeah, Kerry, why me?
Kerry's the singer.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So probably I don't like karaoke. I did go to karaoke for my hen do. It's a bad idea.
So karaoke.
Karaoke. We were talking about karaoke the other day, which I've been to twice now, which, as it sounds, is curry followed by karaoke. And my friend, her go-to song is Wuthering Heights.
Showing it's a special type of person.
Special, yeah. She's a good singer, but she's not Kate Bush level singer.
No, I mean,
and it's a very, very long song when you're drunk. I'm full of curry. I would say my go-to easy short song is probably I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany.
Oh, good choice.
That's a strong choice.
That's a
strong choice.
Strong choice.
Easy lyrics, lots of repetition.
True, yeah.
Not too fast,
not too high,
a little bit old, not too high,
not too low,
not too many long notes.
Yeah, you've done well with that.
No Limit by Too Unlimited.
Oh god, really?
You'd need the screen for that just to follow it though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Hang on, what's the next line now?
Is it No? What was it? No Limit.
There's No Limit?
Yes. The only song we know that's got 14 consecutive no's in it.
Yeah.
You can't get
count it if you like. It is 14.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Oh my
these
god!
Oh,
well,
it just takes me back to college when me and my mate used to
count them.
Oh, because someone's got to.
God, really?
It's useless information that you never know you might be able to squeeze into.
It's your podcast.
Yeah.
That is random information. Although last night when you were playing Name That Tune, I named none. So I went on my phone because these two are like one note. Oh, it's this! I don't even know who that band is.
It was ridiculous, actually. It wasn't even Name It in One. It was just like
name it
before it starts.
It's the sound effect at the start. Yeah.
You sort of named it just on the anticipation of. Yeah. Oh, I reckon this is what he'll play next.
Yeah.
Joey's going to play some random
thing we've never heard of.
Heavy metal.
Random. I don't think so.
No, you don't very often play heavy metal, do you? Because you normally complain when me and Steve play it.
No, he does.
It's, I do like it, but the thing is with Steve. Sorry, Steve, I apologise.
Steve, you have a great music taste.
You do have a great music taste, but it's the only taste. So it's like, right? So, you know, I love curry, but I couldn't eat curry every single day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and just every single time I eat it, go, wow, this is great, and not get bored with it. So,
you could if you look in the fridge.
Yeah, but we've got plenty of
cream. I mean, you're going to be smelling that for months with your car at the moment.
That's really upsetting me, though. Do you know how much sex panther I sprayed on that stuff?
Half you know, only 60% of the time it works every time.
No, no, this time it's not working.
This is one of those 40%. Kerry, you're... Oh, you're going to go sit with
your team? Oh, yeah, actually, do
I've
me first,
because
Kerry's going to... Okay. We're going to be here all night with her.
Right, yep. Fine.
With me, I don't do karaoke. I've done karaoke once, and that was when we were on holiday, and my son wanted to get up and do it, and he needed some moral support. So we did Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Oh, that's a strong choice.
Yeah, but out of choice, I'd go outside and walk home.
Have you ever seen the interpretive dance of Don't Stop Me Now by... there's a comedian that does it. Because it's really good to be like, don't stop me, like, it's all the things like that. Shooting star...
I have to get a YouTube video on that like, later on.
No more YouTube.
Bushes of Love.
Is that your go-to karaoke?
It is. Every day, what? I worry all day.
Do we need to go to yours if Kerry's going to take like...
Twitter? No, it's okay. Well, I'm just going to have a bath or something, and then I'll come and finish that.
You can go back to your flat and come back.
Yeah. But go on, Kerry.
I couldn't pick one, as you know. For this, I can't pick one. So I've got a whole list. I would start off with I Just Want to Make Love to You by Etta James. And then I would do Knock on Wood by Amy Stewart. The Very Thought of You by Ella Fitzgerald. It's a bit jazzy. This Can't Be Love by Stacey Kent. Spooky by Dusty Springfield. My Baby Just Cares for Me by Nina Simone. Rescue Me by Fontella Bass and Overdrive by Maggie Roberts. And that's to start with.
Anything else?
That's just to get warmed up.
Yeah, that's just to get warmed up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Just to get those.
Then maybe a bit of opera or something.
Opera? I'm just going to sing Ness and Dorma.
Yeah, why not?
In karaoke.
In karaoke, yeah.
Have you been trained to sing? Have you taken singing?
I have had lessons, yeah.
Okay.
And I sing all the time, as these four will attest. I get up, I turn the
music
on, I sing.
You don't have to whisper the mic,
so
pick it up.
I've got something to say. lots. Yeah, I sing a lot. I go to choir, I sing a lot.
Because I've got my friend that's been trained to sing, she hates karaoke.
I won't do karaoke, I won't sing solo.
Right, okay.
So I wouldn't do that.
But those are your first choice
sing.
To
that
go and sing.
That would be my first choices if I had to.
Okay. If you're just wandering around the house, those would be the
choice. I have sung those around this house already.
Nice. Fair enough.
Several times. It's a good way to wake everyone up.
Yeah, well, you know when you're awake. Yeah. All right. Jerry? Have you at least got a choice? Because I've got no singing voice, so at least I've got one song. I probably do.
Yeah, I've got no singing voice either. I'm terrible. But I think... the one I'll find easy, because you have to find the right song with the right pitch, otherwise... See, I once tried to sing Roxanne by The Police.
Oh, no.
That was a bad move. So Nevada and I went to a pub in Uxbridge, and I literally took... I mean, bear in mind, there must have been about 500 people in this pub. It was a big pub.
Mm.
And I didn't even have a chance to even get merry, let alone pissed. I took like one sip of my beer and he went, Jerry to the stage, Jerry to sing Roxanne. And I was like, oh, you've got to be joking. So I made my way out there the first, I think, 2 seconds of it were perfect and then it just went horribly wrong after that. So it would have to be, I think, Enjoy the Silence, Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
That's a good song. Fair enough. We can tell a little bit of difference of generations because I've got a list of songs that I thought they're acceptable, and the reason they're acceptable is because everyone else would want to sing them. So you've got things like Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Good song.
It's My Life by Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Yeah. And then something like, something a bit left field, like You've Got to Fight for Your Right by the Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, because you wouldn't have to sing it on your own, because everyone else would be so loving it so much.
Everyone
also, Fight for Your Right is more of a shouting than a
song. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And if you'd sort of like lower your volume a little bit, the music would take over.
Absolutely.
So yeah, you'd
and
get
the
away
audience
a lot
would be yes. coming. But the one song I would say that I do know the lyrics for as soon as it comes on is The End by Linkin Park, which is very, very, very
such
different.
Yes,
which is a very good song, and I could do it without the screen. That's the bit for me. And that's what comes with it being your first album that you ever bought. So Yeah. Oh. Comes out in 1999.
I feel so old.
So,
first
album.
We won't tell you the first album we've
It's what format you bought it on is also the reveal.
Tape.
Vinyl.
Oh, CD. Vinyl. So yeah, but that would be my choice.
How come people don't know the words to songs? I know the words to all of those without looking at the screen. In fact, I know the words to all
because
the songs.
Because you sing a lot. You sing a lot. I just listen to it, get the words wrong, embody all the wrong words.
I'm just curious because I've never had an issue with learning the words.
I think, you know, we're of a generation where we grew up with magazines that came out weekly and they would have all of the song lyrics of all of sort of like the latest songs in the charts at the time. Similarly, we would buy records with sort of like the lyrics on, with vinyl, you got a big sleeve,
lovely
picture
yeah.
on the front, and the lyrics would be on the back. So you would actually be playing the song and sing along whilst reading it on the back. And that's how I learnt most all of my lyrics, pretty much.
I mean, I think
it's by listening.
You do some by listening. You listen over and over and you pick it up. But I think initially a lot of it was through magazines.
But also, I think sometimes you listen to songs now, there's always a bit that you think, oh, I don't really know what that says. Blah, 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 blah. You kind of go at that. And then you actually read it and you go, is that what it is? Really?
Yeah.
I've been seeing that wrong for years.
Well, it's like Every Breath You Take by The Police. And there's a bit in there where he says, how my poo hole aches.
You can't be a good misheard lyric.
Yeah, that's love a misheard lyric.
Yeah. And then the one that always reminds me is, what's the last lyrics to One Vision by Cry
Chicken?
Exactly.
It's
Cry Chicken,
yeah.
It says One Vision, but yeah.
Yeah, they've never confirmed or denied it though as a band. You've heard interviews with them and they're like...
I think one recording they did that, right? Because they'll probably recorded several times and then it must have been released somewhere and that's just the recording that they chose.
You think the producer just sort of like got really annoyed that day.
Yeah.
It was like his last day on the job and he went, right, sod this then. This wackest version through and no one will know until he gets pressed.
Oh dear. Right. Second appointed question. What is the weirdest sound that you can make? I put this one before myself.
Why is it always starting with me?
start with Jerry if you want.
Start with Jerry.
Me? Really?
We'll be here all day.
Oh no, we'll be here all day. Just make them all.
Yeah, which one?
Make all the sounds. Come on, get them out.
I'm just going to pick one. So one that you said, what did you say it sounded like?
A fart.
Just doing it.
Yeah, always, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to make it sound realistic now. Here we go.
That's going to be hell for me to
edit. I was going to say, you got the static on that mic.
It's my dolphin.
I mean, I can hear it.
That's pretty good.
I
can speak fluent dolphin.
Oh, well, to call you Dory, or is that
that's
a player that's in it? Dory.
This is a really
the answer
weird
to this question. No.
Yeah.
I guess you put this question in.
Yes.
Let's guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either was Jerry or it's directed at Jerry.
Yeah, I think. It's
I can't remember who put this one in. Was it me? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because Jerry knows he can do the noises, but I don't think he openly advertises that. He'll do it when you're least expecting it.
Yeah.
You'll just be mid-conversation and he'll start just making weird noises.
Do you do the chewy as well, don't you?
I'm not very good at the chewy.
Is it Steve that does the chewy more?
Sam Hobbs.
Oh, Sam. No, yes, it's Sam.
He does the perfect chewy.
Yeah, Sam, sorry. I'm not going to make it.
And R2.
Sorry,
so I've got nothing.
All right.
Oh, come on, I'm afraid.
There's
no,
got to be something.
I know, it's
fine. No pressures.
Sorry.
Sheep.
Yeah.
I can't do the noise when I want to, but I have been told that I snore in harmony. So actually, two different notes.
Nice!
Yeah.
Now that is incredible. That's a story.
But no one has ever recorded it for me, despite me asking them to.
Can you not get an app? Is there not an app where you can, like...
Yes, I think there is something. If there's a noise, it switches on.
Download that. Okay.
Yeah, we so are. Okay. How does that even work? What?
Obvious idea.
You harmonise with yourself.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive.
But obviously, I've never heard it, so.
Have a go.
What, now? You want me to fall asleep and snore on command? I don't normally snore.
But when you do it, you do it
with
style.
When I do a very good job.
I'd like to point out, the question does say, what is the weirdest noise you can make? It doesn't say, make the weirdest noise.
Exactly.
Yeah, true.
Oh, so we could just make anything up, really.
There's only one question in here, that if someone says an answer to something, I'm going to ask them to prove it. So that's it.
Oh, well, we know what that is.
I haven't done my homework, so I don't know what.
Is that the zombie?
It's going to bring a zombie out.
Release the zombie.
Oh, dear.
Who is the zombie?
Oh, that's in the bag.
I'm telling. Niall's come back.
It didn't really go away.
Is that where they all live? In Denver. All the zombies live in Denver.
Easy, I come from Denver.
We contained them.
Sorry, Denver.
Yeah, apologies.
Yeah, you escaped.
I do.
Did you? Why are you the zombie?
Undercover.
I haven't done the homework other than this question because I asked my husband, because I'm like, obviously, I'm always right and I don't make weird noises. But he says, in my sleep, I grind my teeth, which is very, very bad. And I do have a mouth guard, which I refuse to wear because it's uncomfortable. And he said, but when I do grind my teeth, it sounds like a drill. It's not good for him.
No.
It's fine for
very
you.
Bad.
Ooh.
I'm very bad for my teeth.
Yeah, very bad for your teeth.
But very good for the dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dentist
makes
love
a lot
you.
Of money. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'll have your credit card.
And you, Dom?
I can do the pig from the Simpsons movie when he goes, oh, it sounds like you, Marge, and he squeezes it, and it squeals.
And?
Yes. That's spot on.
That is very good.
That is absolutely spot on. That is spot on. I think we need an encore.
We don't need an encore.
Yeah,
we
do.
Are we suddenly going to break into Spider-Pig?
Spider-Pig.
He's not Spider-Pig anymore, he's Harry Plopper. It's also a very incredibly underrated film.
Simpsons movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great film.
One of my favourite films, I think.
It's alright.
So it's a South Park movie. It's also very underrated.
Anti-movie.
For a reason. Because it's shit.
You're right.
Right.
As always.
I'm going to skip one and come back to it in a minute, because I'm going to go on to the question that I think is the one that I would test people on. Do you know how to fold a fitted sheet? See?
Yes.
This depends.
Yeah.
Tien says yes. Yes, but probably not officially.
Have you actually... Oh, I can't believe you brought a fitted sheet.
He's done it. He's bloody done
it. So my question is... Are you expecting us to fold it in a different way to a standard
flat sheet?
Is this your
laundry that you
bought? No, this is only a single one. I've still got a double bed, so I have a spare one for summer camp because the summer camp bed is on.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you doing?
She's folding the sheets. She's folding the sheets and putting it inside each other. You get the corners and match them and stick them aside.
Can I just point out at this point, seeing Tien do it, I've changed my answer now to no. No, I can't do it, because you'll notice...
That's what I fold
a fitted sheet. I was just going to fold it like a flat sheet.
Mine was
corner
no,
to corner,
anyway, yeah.
Whatever, that'll do.
Now, mine is a double no.
This is not what you do, then?
Dom, is this just because you couldn't be bothered to fold it yourself? No, this is exactly what I try and do, but with a double king-size one, I get very impatient.
Look at that!
Yeah.
What? I'm clapping to
that. That is very impressive.
Very impressive.
Have iron will travel?
Not to York.
Good Lord.
I'm a little bit closer.
True.
Just about.
Do you not have cupboards in your house where everything is like neatly stacked and like just...
Colour coordinated.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't like that because all the bedding in our house, unfortunately, Kerry, is white.
Just, oh, for God's sake.
You just open the door and you just throw it in and quickly shut the door.
Yes. And then when you open the door, you take whichever one falls out.
Yeah, whichever one falls on you first.
Which one falls first?
Yeah.
There you go. The answer is yes, I can fold a fitted sheet.
Well done. I'm impressed. Yeah, you're going to have to change your
answer. That's how I fold a fitted sheet.
To inside corners to inside corners.
Yeah.
No. In that case, I can fold one, but not like that.
Right. I would just like to point out, I didn't even realise you could fold a fitted sheet. When I saw the question, I went, what question is that? Obviously you can't, but clearly you can.
I know there are many videos on YouTube showing you how to fold the most ridiculous things. Yeah, and I'm sure that's one of them.
I know you do.
Later,
you love YouTube.
Later, well, I mainly watch it on Instagram, but we'll do that tonight instead of Robot Bam. Watch fitted sheet folding videos.
You won't watch Robot Val, but you'll watch people folding sheets.
To the pub tonight.
Yeah, to the pub, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
To end you on your own, love.
Enjoy your fit sheets.
It's good.
Okay. We've all got time hobbies.
Yeah, true.
I know the one that I can't do, though, no matter how many times I've watched it on YouTube, is I can't wrap presents.
Oh, same.
What?
I don't. It must be the paper I'm using, because they're like, well, you just fold it against the thing, and you do, and the present just slides about 6 feet, and you get a little crinkle here, and it's like, I can't be dealing with it.
And then you're trying to keep it in place whilst with your foot.
Yeah,
you're kind of the tape going, trying to cut a bit off there.
So the tape around your elbow type thing, yeah, absolutely.
You need lessons.
I would absolutely love lessons to be able to wrap things better.
Same here.
But also, right, I'm gonna say something that's a little bit. I don't care, because all it does is it gets ripped off at the end of the day.
This is one of the things I was going to say, is I'm not that fussed about it, because no one goes, oh, your sellotape's about a centimetre too long on this, it's gone round the corner of the box. They're just going to rip it off. If anyone's family is like mine, they don't care. Oh, look, isn't that pretty purple paper? That's about all you're going to get, so I'm really not that concerned about it.
I think Tia's going to be...
pretty.
It looks pretty.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, it's the paper, not the wrapping, I think, that looks pretty. Just look at it as a whole. You know, everything under the tree. I can't believe we're talking about Christmas.
I still think Christmas.
They've already got Christmas chocolate in Tesco.
Yeah, exactly.
This is true, I can see it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not even it's not September.
No.
It's just unacceptable.
Unacceptable?
Can I just say... Though, I still think my system for present giving at Christmas is the best.
Cash.
One, it saves you from having to even shop. You don't have to go out and get paper or anything. You just literally write down what you were going to get that person and the price. So, for example, I'll say, oh, Ian, I was going to get you the Rocky Horror Picture Show calendar, right? And that was going to cost $9.99. Then Ian says... yeah, well, I was going to get you, I don't know, this chocolate advent calendar that was $6.99, and then basically I say, okay, cool, and then he pays me
the difference.
That's it, there you go.
I mean, that's a fair system.
I think so.
Or from last episode's proof, you just leave it until July.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing it now. Better late than never.
I didn't bring the sign. That's true. There's too many other bits of electronic that you can't quite see behind the camera. It's just a pile of stuff and things like that. I'm very excited for the boxes later. Fair enough.
Tien, at least that means if we ever buy them a present, we needn't wrap it.
We need an effort.
You don't even
ask for it. Plus the fact you've proven
it. Let's get on back.
I like your theory now, because now I'm going to say, Jerry, I was going to buy you a McLaren.
Yes.
It was going to cost me a few hundred pounds. Yeah. Well, you were going to buy me a calendar. Thanks for
the difference.
And that's fair. You know, live by the sword, die by the sword. I would also like to point out, it's a thought that counts.
And I thought about getting you on the phone.
Yeah, I thought about it. I thought
that
seriously.
That is brilliant. That is absolutely
that's my Christmas story.
Dear God. Right. As we're getting on to the bit where we're giving each other a bit of chip, so how long do you think you'd survive in a zombie apocalypse? And there is a second half. Who would survive longest in your group?
Did Nevate survive the longest?
I think he's
won. Nevate said in the group chat that he would survive the longest.
He did.
No. Nothing like being normal. No. Based on what exactly, Nevate?
based on his own ego.
I'm going to pick this up later.
Did you write something?
I already know who was last the longest. He's sitting to my right.
Oh, now you see, I'm going for Tien.
I think she's actually slightly more vicious than Shirley.
You think
you'll survive the longest? Because he can garden.
That is not the skill
that's
I expected.
I thought she turned
to have a microphone, but he said you can garden.
So you can build shit to get rid of the... to keep the zombies out. And then he can grow his own food to survive.
I can run away from them, plus I live
in... He can run fast. I'm just going to say, we did park run yesterday. Ian finished 12th. I finished 114th out of 170.
What was your time? It was very wet. Can we just, before that, clarify?
You don't need
it was
to very wet.
He was very upset. He was very upset because he wanted a time and he was 7 seconds out of that time.
What was this? I did 21.07.
That's incredible. That's a really good time, right? The fastest I've ever run a 5K is 22.30, and I used to be compete internationally at Taekwondo.
So, yeah, but that's like me saying, yeah, well, I was all right at Taekwondo, but I'm a good runner.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like there was a certain level of fitness you had to get to. 21 minutes is incredible. Mine's probably around about 30 minutes at the moment.
Yes!
Can I just point out that while they did park one, we got pastries.
I mean, I'm liking the priorities.
No one ever got hurt eating cake. Okay?
No, that's not true, but...
That's true. I think your diabetes doctors might disagree.
Based on experience.
Although Ian did let the side down, didn't fall over and gash his knee open.
No, I'm missing out on that club.
Oh, yeah.
Of the knee gash club. Everyone else has cut their knees up, except me.
Why?
We've all got to a certain age and we've all taken the fall.
I was just saying, yeah, has it gone from I've fallen over to we've had a fall?
We've had a fall, yeah, when the terminology changes in the generation.
Yeah, basically.
Jerry's is definitely the worst.
Yeah, Jerry's is worst.
Thank you.
And he let us know.
Yeah.
It was worse than
ever. Regularly.
And he had to wear a massive bandage.
And you saw why when I tore it off.
It was awful.
I think ginger leaves are the term you're looking
for.
Healed
it back. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Slash tore it off.
It back. No. So we reckon it's going to be...
Slaughter.
Because I think Tien's actually slightly more dangerous than she looks.
I am dangerous and I will feed you all to the zombies.
Because she's evil.
So you would survive purely being self-sufficient. You would survive the longest because you just get
suspicious.
Rid of everybody else.
Correct.
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily survive longer than Ian if he was on his
own.
I
would starve, but
you'd need to take Ian with you.
Yeah, me and Ian together.
Oh, we've got all bases covered.
I'm out in the first 10 minutes.
You and I, we can just sing.
Yeah.
Whilst they start eating away.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you agree or?
Yeah, I agree with that definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you think I would be the longest to survive?
Because of your fighting skills.
Yeah, but do you know what my health is like? I would be the cause of the zombie outbreak. That was my notes. I would be patient zero because I am. My health is about as robust as the zombie virus. So
we have to put you inside a fitted sheet.
Dom, do you want to go in another room?
Nothing I've got is contagious. That's a good thing about mine. So maybe not the originator of the virus, but fair enough.
How long are you surviving, Jerry?
Oh, I think 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we could maybe
go
just
go early.
I think sing Wuthering Heights and then when we get to the end of Wuthering Heights.
See, that might be a defence mechanism. If you're actually
exactly,
frightening them off.
Sing.
Yeah, true.
They'll be going, do you know what? Plenty of other people over here.
Not hungry
and,
anymore.
And it's a lot quieter. Yeah.
Something I don't really want to eat that flesh anymore. Get next door.
No, I would not survive for very long. I'd be surprised. It would be, my health would let me down.
Really?
I need some sort of medication to keep me going. So.
Okay.
Fair enough. Right, last question on appointed questions. What would your friends and family think if you were arrested without explanation?
I think, for me, horrified.
Really?
Yeah, we often discuss, the four of us and our five,
the things that we did when we were younger. And
don't include us in this.
Our families know nothing about about the sort of things that I got up to when I was a teenager.
Just the boys' school.
And as far as they're aware, I am all very nice and good and everything, so I wouldn't get in any sort of trouble like that. So I think if I were to get arrested, then
you'd go down shooting yourself.
Yeah, I think they'd be going, no, you got the wrong person. Yeah, I think that's me.
Yeah, likewise, my family would be genuinely surprised if I got arrested.
I'd just like to say on Tian's behalf, it would be, what has she done now?
Yeah, what's she done now? Yeah.
What is it now?
What is it now?
I'm always right, so I would never be arrested.
That's true.
I think because of my job being a teacher, everyone thinks like I'm a good rule follower, but
not really.
I don't think they'd be
No, I don't think your family would be surprised.
I don't think that after all of that, but I'm a teacher and
I'm a teacher, but I'm not, so I don't generally break rules, but I think like my son would probably be like, oh, all right then, and then carry on gaming.
Yeah.
What time are you coming home for dinner? Can you pick me up some steak on the way?
What's for dinner, yeah?
And Matt would be like, oh, it's probably about time that something came.
Surprised it hasn't happened soon.
Probably. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's about right.
Jerry?
I don't know. I think they would be surprised. I think there'd be an initial kind of, what the hell? But then everyone would take great delight in trying to figure out what I've been arrested for.
What would we get arrested for?
I know the one thing that's probably going to catch me at.
I know what I'd say for Ian, but I'm not sure I can say it on the
podcast. You attacking somebody at the Royal Mail?
Exposure.
I just caught that. Yeah.
Like, what? That didn't come through on the mic, did it?
That is so unfair.
Would you like to defend yourself?
And not the answer I was going to give.
I think mine
would probably be traffic related. Probably speeding.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah. If I'm going to get done, it would be car related, I'd imagine.
Or physical assault.
Or the Royal, small arson in the Royal Mail and then
attacking Royal Mail employees.
Have you been putting the snails in the
post boxes
to eat all the mail? Did you eat? That was in the news this week that one of the post boxes somewhere has been closed. Because there are so many snails in it, they keep eating all the mail.
That brings a whole new meaning to snail mail.
Oh, nice.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was dreadful. We ignored that.
Yeah. We both kind of acknowledged that with our eyes. Anyway, carry on.
I'm just starting to come out of my shell. It's all right.
Oh, God's sake.
And the dad jokes begin.
That's too early.
It is now the afternoon. Slightly more acceptable.
Yeah, it is acceptable. And there'll be more to come.
When's lunch?
You'll be speeding, would you? Probably.
No, I think it'd be Royal Mail.
Or Royal Mail related.
Probably more Royal Mail. I'd say 60% probability Royal Mail, 40% speeding. Yeah.
Jerry,
you are a petrol head. So.
What was yours, Jerry?
I don't know.
Singing.
It's a crime.
I think mine would probably be just going off on a rant and just completely lose it, and then I'd be causing a public disturbance. So it'd be something like, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be something to do with work.
something to do with work.
Connected with small hands.
Small hands or Transformers. It'll be one of those two.
Oh, we didn't do the disclaimer.
Yeah, we can do that. I can add to the story. The joys of post-production editing, right? I'm going to be doing voiceovers on this one, I think.
Yeah, that'd be good. I like something like that. Yeah, it's a public disturbance, thank you. Public disturbance, I think, because I just go off on a rant.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Carrie?
I haven't the foggiest idea what I'd be arrested for.
Murder. I get
Yeah, you'd get actually.
We can all agree on that one. Yeah.
Murder, definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. What is it? It's that like Instagram noise, isn't it? The like the whole G-ing up is like you're capable of great things, like murder. But don't do that unless it's completely necessary.
I know what it'd be actually. I know what it'd be. So it'd be Tien would actually murder somebody. You would be helping Tien. So you'd so Tien
oh,
would
phone
you
up.
You'd be aiding the betting. So Tien would phone you up and say, "Kerry, no,
I killed everyone.
I killed Matt."
No.
Because he fell asleep on the couch. Too quickly, and I really wanted to enjoy his film with him.
To be fair, I think there has been a few times when my mum has gone, he's snoring out. If I just put the pillow over his face, I'm sure it would be.
I'm sure it would stop.
Fine.
But whilst.
Actually, it would be aiding and abetting.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Because you might like get done for aiding.
Let me help you. Let me help you with that.
Yes.
I don't want you to feel like you're on your own. But then give
and
give
then
me the body.
I'd be thrown under
give me the
bus.
Body, and then I'll dispose of it, and then you'll
with
get
with my
caught.
Chemistry knowledge, yeah. With my scientific knowledge,
yes.
I can
see if we could dissolve it or something. And then on the M1, you'd get pulled over, and it'd be like
because I'd have been sat there for 3 hours in traffic.
Yeah. Welcome to the M1.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I need
why
to
is there a dead body here? It's my dead body.
Arm flopped out of that boot. Yeah, aiding and abetting, that definitely.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
You'd be trying to play the right game, you'd be trying to be good, and then put it backfire.
That's and I'm evil, so I will have covered all my tracks.
So it'd be me who's
so
done.
So actually, you wouldn't be arrested. Kerry would take the
I'd be arrested, but then
you'd talk
your way out of it.
Where were you on the evening of like the 15th? And you'd say, "I was at home." And you'd go, "No, you weren't." And go, "I was." And you'd go, "Hey, you're right." Sorry, I was thinking.
It's like how easy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That is all of the, like, for the main podcast pointed questions, so a fairly short one. We should probably do a disclaimer that everything we've just said, especially in that last section, is not true.
Yes.
We are good law-abiding citizens.
We are.
For the most part.
Hmm.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
No, we are. None of that.
And obviously, as you said, maybe we won't do it post-production, we can say here, all of those opinions are not representative of where we work.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And then I've strictly our own. We have some other stuff that will happen later. Later for these folks, for you, listeners and watchers, it will happen immediately because it's going to be the next thing. We've got a collection of three games that are going to come up, so which is just going to be a bit of a laugh. And I've not quite figured out how to intro them and then outro the overall podcast. So it'll be fine. There may just be no outro to this podcast.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's
we'll just end it. But I think we'll come up with something. So yeah. We'll leave this recording bit here. I'm gonna cut this bit out because I.
What?
Yeah. We'll go on to the next bit.
There we go.
Right. Now we're back with Box of Lies. So we've rearranged ourselves so that you can see that there are three on one sofa, and there is one on the other sofa. And there'll be plenty of cuts as we switch around and do different bits.
Because no one likes me.
And so, Tien has an object in her box, and I was literally trying to find a way not to bring that.
Euphemism
central.
We're
not going to show the camera before. Normally, when Jimmy Fallon does this, we show it in the camera before, but we're not going to do that this time. Tien is going to either describe the object or make something up, and the other three need to decide whether she is telling the truth or lying. So, over to you, Tia.
I never lie. So, in my box, there is a mythical creature. It is a very beautiful mythical creature from my favourite period in history, ancient Greece. It is essentially Pegasus. It's Pegasus's girlfriend, to be precise. Pegasus is a winged horse.
Yeah, we all. I wasn't aware of the relationship status of Pegasus.
Well, pony.
In my box is Pegasus's gut friends. Many of them. There is also, they're having fun in my box, looking out for Pegasus with various tools to look out for Pegasus. And that's what's in my box.
This is just like
simple
box.
This
is what I do, actually.
You don't think that Pegasus' girlfriends are in my box with a tool to help them look for Pegasus coming from the distance, swooping in to like decide who should.
Sorry, did we ever establish that Pegasus was male?
I've just decided because that's Pegasus is male.
Okay.
Well, I don't really care whether Pegasus is male or not. If Pegasus is a girlfriend, because what's in here is definitely female.
Okay, mate. This doesn't sound right. I'm not convinced.
Why are you not convinced? Tell us more. What colour? What colour are his girlfriends? His girlfriends are many shades of pastel.
This is getting worse.
That's not helping, is it?
No.
What else can we ask? How many?
There are, what do we describe them as? Little herd?
I want a number.
Three.
No, I'm calling this out because you said there were loads of them. Now there's only three.
Loads, three, a herd, many. Yeah. Should we be pedantic?
Yes.
There is more than one of Pegasus's girlfriends or potential girlfriends in the box with a tool to help them look out for Pegasus as he or she flies in from the distance after a hard day defeating Greek creatures.
So what is that? This is part of your
Greek mythology.
Yeah, because, you know, Pegasus was ridden around by some dude and, like, flew around, chopped off Medusa's head, all of that sort of stuff. Hercules, that's the one. He was a cool dude.
Hercules that had Pegasus in it.
Yeah, when Hercules, you know, was like, well done, Pegasus, you've had a lovely day. Off you go now. Go have some fun. Flies off to the box to meet his girlfriends.
Was there anything spicy in that cake? I've already made my mind up.
Is it because I was really good at Peruga?
So what do you think, Derek? Like, Jensen is Tien telling the truth or a lie?
Absolutely.
She's lying.
Absolutely lying.
You reckon I'm lying?
Yeah.
Well, you are wrong.
Kind of.
Our Pegasus' girlfriend. We are sinkers of Pegasus' girlfriend with a tool to help you look for Pegasus.
Oh my God. What the hell?
So what Tien is holding up, I don't know if it comes up in camera, is a pair of binoculars. What I was expecting to be explained was it's a pair of binoculars with My Little Pony stickers on and a rainbow lanyard.
Oh my God!
And I have to admit, Tien explained it in a very elaborate way, but technically it is still the truth.
Fair enough.
I'm really not sure where to go with that.
There's not much you can say.
No.
She has an imagination.
Fair enough. Well done. Seriously.
That was good. Seriously, because that was a double bluff.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, even I was sat there going,
Are you
going for the truth or are you telling the lie? Because I can see where you're kind of bending the truth, but which one would you like?
Right, that was a double bluff.
I love it. It's fitness this time.
In Peru, don't you like to
laugh? What, we're just calling it out before you even start describing it?
It's a lie.
Don't even start.
I'm trying to work out what it is.
Feel free to move your object around. I would very recommend. But it's really heavy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
Or he said one, and there were only two of them.
That's because he can't even have a number.
But it's because he can't even count.
Right, whenever you're ready, Ian.
Ian doesn't look ready.
This is a character from a movie. It's a little obscene.
and it looks like it might be moonbound, but it belongs in a box.
What movie? Which movie?
Cat
and why the Oopsie?
It's
space.
Yeah. Explain more.
So many questions.
So I just need to check it again. Yeah, it's not right.
Oh, we can't have silence.
No.
Sorry,
mate. I'm trying.
So, this is just the most bizarre thing. Sorry.
So, let's break it down. It's a character from a movie. Which movie?
So, it's a character from Toy Story.
Okay.
But it is, in my eyes, always destined to live in a box.
Which one was it in a box?
What's the... I don't understand
how
it's seen the thing, yeah.
It's been humanised.
It's got clothes on it. Mr. Potato Head.
Don't look at me.
Mr. Potato Head being humanised.
You
just have to say whether he is telling the truth or lying.
So you can tell us which character.
He's so baffled by
Buzz Lightyear. It's Buzz Lightyear.
Is it Buzz Lightyear outside of his costume with like clothes on?
Yes.
That make him look like a porn star.
Yes.
Called
you're too good at this.
Hardwood.
But it is box bound.
So it's in a box. Who always lived in a box? The naughty one. Who's the naughty one?
As per we discussed earlier.
You were in this when we talked.
Ian's going to think we never listened to him because we didn't remember.
Yeah. Actually, we had this last time when complained and you didn't listen when I spoke.
We hadn't listened to you before.
Sorry, can you show it again?
In the bin, Jerry.
Tell us a bit more, come on.
So this is something I might have at home. Bush.
Humanized sex toy.
That might forget Kyle.
And you need a phone call. You need
a phone call.
Yeah. So I might have these at home or on my estate.
Oh. The traffic cone?
A traffic cone?
I might have a traffic cone at home. Might have stolen one.
From I literally,
we don't contain any illegal activities.
I literally don't know where to go from here.
If he's telling the truth or telling a lie, then I think he's telling the truth because he's so perplexed by what is in the box.
I agree.
I'm going to get for the truth.
I'm going for truth.
Would you like to reveal?
It is Karen the box.
What's in the better? What's in the back? Written on the back.
Written on the back. He's done a poo. And seriously, how am I describing that?
So, for the audio listeners, it is a carrot that has Buzz Lightyear's face sellotaped onto it. He has arms.
He has arms and feet.
Drawn by a Sharpie, and written on the back in Sharpie is the word poo.
So hence the obscene bit.
Hence the obscene bit. So you can't describe it. Technically, he was telling the truth to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But you could have gone really deep into the description. Describe it literally can also be a thing. Cool. Final box. Are you ready, Jerry?
It's Kent.
No.
You're definitely
it's
not
Jerry.
Doing it.
Jerry. Box number 3.
Right.
So are you going to describe it and tell the truth? Or are you going to make something up and tell a lie?
Why do you both?
Oh.
Which means that you'd be telling a lie.
Yeah.
Okay, so. The best way to describe this. Okay.
Right. To describe literally, it's probably easiest.
Yeah.
Or not.
Case maybe.
So, it's got different colours. It's square.
And we bit something in this kit.
Yeah. I grew up, like, well, lots of households have this. But it's not quite that. And yeah, as a child, it's the 70s.
It's a cheap little lot of cuts.
It perplexed me. I had to learn how to, I had to learn how to decode it, basically.
Are we guessing what's in there? Why can't you just tell us what it is and we'll tell you whether it is or not?
For me?
Well, it's not a Rubik's Cube, but it's something.
It is cuboid.
Similar to a Rubik's Cube. It's got lots of colours.
It's not a slidey puzzle thing.
Oh, I hate it. What's on the slidey puzzle thing? What picture is it?
The picture is... There's three wheelbarrows.
Depends on what size it is.
No, because some of them are like 3x3, then have nine.
And they're full of sweets. Each wheelbarrow is full of sweets. So the picture.
What sweets? Yeah, what sweets?
Squishums. Are these squishums? Squashies?
Squashies.
Squashies.
This can't be given it.
It's big enough to spend quite a lot of time.
How many
squares are there in the puzzle? We have 64, I'd say. No except.
You have to
have one
list.
There's 63.
And we have
if it's a square, very, very quickly, just add up from the bottom and up, and we'll multiply it. And
we'll do the maths for you.
Okay, fine. So we've got. Yeah, so 8 across and 8 down.
63.
There you go.
See, that's very complicated. In those ones, I've never seen one that big.
Well, nor have I. It wouldn't have fit in the box if it were that large.
No, it would. They're only tiny. The squares could be 11
centimetres. I know, but then the whole thing is going to be...
It's only going to be 8 centimetres. The box is bigger than that.
8x8 is this big. Yeah. No one's solving that ever.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't.
Who's got the patience to solve one that looks that big?
If it there is a way of doing it.
I will challenge myself to solve it.
We'll be on that one tomorrow.
So we've got another section of the podcast later.
Because, much later. Wheelbarrows contain squashies.
Maybe wheelbarrows are squashies.
Are they actual squashies stuck onto it? Because
we love squashes.
I wish they were. But it is a bit, the part of it actually a bit jumbled, so, but part of it's actually...
So you don't actually know there's a wheelbarrow with squashies on it?
Because part of it's already done.
And you don't know there's actually three wheelbarrows?
Yeah, so have you worked out there are three wheelbarrows from the jumble nut?
I'm taking it, yes.
With your Rain Man type brain.
There's 12,000 latches on the floor.
Absolutely.
What do you reckon?
Harvey thinks he's telling the truth, because he is that
hard. I think he's telling the truth.
I think there probably is a puzzle in there, but I don't think it's 8x8.
So we've got two saying the truth and one saying lie.
Yeah. So from everything you've said...
Do you think he's telling a bit of the truth
and enough of a lie to
make it a lie? No, I think it's the truth. It's certainly not an 8x8. I think it's a puzzle, but it's not 8x8.
It's a bit eye-wateringly small. I'll have to put my glasses on.
That's why you can't see what's in there.
I should have had the box over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can see what it is.
About stamp size.
No, it's quite big then. To be 8x8,
stamp size. Old stamps or new stamps?
It's this big.
How big? This isn't a small box, is it? I'm having a look here.
You just said it's quite small and the pieces are quite small.
Well, Brendan, they're small enough for a 64 piece.
You can still like that when you go at you.
Yeah.
I think you just another
object.
Because are you lying? Are you lying? No, I think you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
All three truth, or
I have to go with the majority.
So truth.
You don't have to.
But deep inside, I think it's a lie.
Do you want to reveal?
I will do a reveal. So part of it was true.
Oh.
But it was a lie.
Oh! So, three wheel
actual squashes.
Camera.
Oh, camera.
Yeah. Here so, for the audio listeners, what is there? There we are. Three toy wheelbarrows.
It's a brilliant dog. Full of squashes.
Full of squashes. I would not eat those squashes.
You can smell them from here.
But
that was
very
good.
I've got the
rest of the bag. Yeah.
Should have known when you hadn't... You said there were three, and then you were like, but it's a mixed up puzzle.
So that was a very good way of blending the truth, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I'd try and mix it up.
Yeah. That's good. Well done, everybody.
Nice.
Well done, Leon. Interesting to see how your brain works.
Oh, here we go.
Squashies in all
bad. Right, so now we're going to play a little game called Do All These People Think the Same? Which, having been friends for many years, could be a risk. So the idea behind this is I'm going to have a category. You're going to name something from that category, and then privately, and then we will each reveal. And if you match with somebody else, you add a point. And if you match with me, you add two.
Yeah.
So there's potential for 3 points each time if you match with me and somebody else. But there's two if you get 3 points.
Do you want us to keep score?
Oh, I'll keep score.
So you're keeping score.
Nice. Keep score.
So... first one, we have colour.
Pick a colour.
Just one. I mean, let him do as many as he wants, saying he's got better chance of actually multiplying.
Yeah, yeah. But at the rate you're going, you're going to have 6 points
in round
one.
Lots of points, good.
No points, bad.
Oh. No, I'm tight.
No, you're confusing TN, really. Oh, yeah.
Is that a very tight one? Large lunch.
Right. Do you want to go? Have you got a colour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Jeremy?
Brown.
Slayer.
Scarlet.
That's a colour, or is that a shade? Because I put red.
So. I'm really, really sorry, Ian. I had
silence. Oh,
come on. So that was 2 points to Ian, but everyone else was different.
So out of order. What are the chances?
See, like Dom.
I know,
that's scary.
Movie star.
From any era?
Any era.
Any movie star. And I don't have to know them. Right, that's fine. I would just have to, I would trust on everyone to know that this is a movie star. It's amazing how quickly your mind goes blank, isn't it?
Yep.
Done it already.
Yeah. Should we, are you ready?
Yeah.
Start with this time to you.
Brad Pitt.
Harrison Ford.
Christopher Langbutt.
Robert Redford.
Oh. And no points there because I put Keanu Reeves.
Almost.
Sharp intake of breath.
A bit too obvious.
Ice cream flavour. Everyone's going to complain on the audio version that there's silences now, so apologies for that.
Done. Other than the sound of our brains working.
That actually is somewhat overpowering.
I was going to say, it would be louder than the babes talking, so we're all good. We'll start with you, the Sancho.
Elderflower.
Clotted cream.
Pistachio.
Mint chocolate chip.
Oh, I don't think it all matches. I put raspberry ripple.
I nearly put pistachio down.
No. Oh. Sport. All good? Mm-hmm. We start with Ian.
Handball.
Diving.
Lacrosse.
Kabaddi.
about fencing. Oh. Again.
Ooh. What is kabaddi?
You'll have to Google it.
Well, no, I think you need to describe it now.
Oh. It's like they play it in India. Actually, it's like big in India.
Kind of
it's
wrestling
handball kind of thing.
Type thing.
Yeah.
Oiled up men.
How do I
not
know about this?
You know
we'll
now.
YouTube. Here we come. That's
the rest of your bank on the weekend sorted.
I don't need a new book now from the book. I'll be doing on a train.
A chocolate.
Oh no. What type of chocolate? Chocolate bar? Chocolate brand?
Or any, what?
I've just put chocolate. I would have said a chocolate bar or substance of some type. So, Kit Kat.
Milk away. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Not like dark, light, etc.
And yeah, not like brand.
That's too generic.
Not just a generic brand.
Not like, I mean, you could pick dairy milk potentially, but not Cadbury.
Yeah. Okay.
Start with you, Karen.
Snickers.
Kinder Bueno.
Lion.
Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, again, all separate. I had Aero Mint.
Ooh.
Ian's not begging us.
I am so nervous about this. He was like,
can't believe on the first one. Something that smells bad.
I'm going to get points for that. Jared.
Isn't this a little subjective, though?
It is subjective.
Yes.
And I'm sure I'm going to get slated for the one that I've written down. Especially as
Tom
Ford. Tom Ford.
New evils.
More from the comments, I think, on my end. All done?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jerry?
Soil.
Oil?
Bleach.
Jerry's car.
It does smell bad at the moment. That's because it's spilled curry.
I put durian fruit.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Yeah.
It's
yeah. I've never actually spelled it, but I've read up about it.
Yeah. I had petrol. Which some people will be like,
I love the smell of petrol.
You know what's going on here?
What is going on?
Oh, petrol.
I swear to God.
Petroleum leather.
I would bloody wear that. I'm not even joking.
Is that in the 60% of the time it works every time?
Every time.
Or is it 100% time?
No, 100% for me.
Well, I might not have played it.
Because the other one had raspberries.
What do we say?
Pineapple.
Cherries
and
pineapple.
It would just be a very linear E5 scent.
That's what
it would be.
Well,
I'm sure I could do that.
Disney character.
Oh, my God.
Gone.
Sorry, we had this yesterday. Disney, good. Pixar.
Disney character.
Pixar is owned by Disney.
Oh, that's right. How old is gone?
Everything after 2006.
I think that.
Well, that's from Disney Pixar, Paul Pixar, 2006.
No. Not sure. No, I think it is. I think you're right. I could be wrong.
Could be wrong.
Could be wrong.
We'll tell you.
We'll tell you, yeah.
Yeah.
Dopey.
Ariel.
Nana.
Nemo.
Nemo.
I'm questioning that one now.
Where Nemo's.
I had to move that.
No.
So again, nobody matching.
Slots.
Nemo was from 2003.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was Pixar, or if that was a Pixar animation, or whether it was actually a Disney animation.
By Disney. Or Disney.
Ah, okay.
Month.
This is where, like, so that there are some that have got very narrow categories, so deliberately.
But otherwise, there's no point.
Yeah.
No.
I've done quite well.
Most of you.
you got a bit stingy.
Bitter, yeah?
Absolutely stinged on the first one.
Go on. Go.
January.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, January.
Oh, for goodness sake.
February.
March.
Oh, okay. And I had August, so that's a point for Jerry and Ian.
Ian.
Seriously.
Buddy.
It is high score win, Jerry.
Things that produce light.
Oh.
A word.
Carrier's side is some.
Bioluminescence.
Glow in the dark, basically.
Who?
Glow in the dark.
Oh, I put a lighthouse.
Okay.
Fireflies.
Uh-huh.
Glow stick.
Ooh.
And I put the sun.
There's a few of you that are going, oh.
I was thinking light bulb.
I thought I'd gone too common. I was going to go specific, like an LED light bulb. Thought I'd get away with that.
European city.
The geography can't be that bad. European is.
And you live in a European city.
Yeah. That's 20 million.
It's only me who knows where that is.
Plum-chick.
That is very true. This is going to really trigger the bait, by the way. So when he's listening to it, when you're listening to it,
he's going to be shouting.
But we couldn't help it. This is part of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Just going to have to deal with it. Watch this on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's
more on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good to start with you, Tia.
Geneva.
Florence.
Venetia.
Frankfurt.
Oh, good. And I have had
Budapest.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Superhero. Not limited to Marvel or to DC.
Oh, okay.
That could be either.
I'm just so worried. All the ones I can think of are ones that we've discussed this weekend. And so Jerry could pick up on any of them.
No, I think Jerry's committed, Jerry.
I'm done.
We'll stick a fork in me, I'm done.
Well, the juices are running clear.
Okay.
Cool. We'll start with you, Ian.
Blade.
Banana Man.
Is Blade a superhero?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that, by the way, the choice.
I thought it was Buddy. Is he a vampire?
He's a vampire.
I've watched it. I put Big Hero 6.
Oh.
Ant-Man.
Spider-Man.
Oh.
That was close.
I went very simple.
That was close.
This is one right for TN. Effective ways to dispose of a body.
Yes!
She'll give people a bit more time to think on this one. Because this one's quite tricky.
Effective, though.
See, the effective is doing a lot of the heavy lifting on this one.
Yeah.
And you can be... Remember, this has got to be unique, so... be more descriptive may make you more unique.
Murder. Blame it on Kerry. Still not an effective way to dispense of the body. Pass it to your friend.
I know, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Tien's currently running in a paragraph.
Tien's writing an essay. How to dispose of
a body.
Page one, chapter one.
Absolutely.
Be properly formatted.
Yes.
Grammatically correct.
She's gone for like Guy Ritchie film with it.
Yeah. You're done yet?
Enter stage right.
Yeah. Right, Jerry, do you want to go first?
Tree stump shredder.
Ooh.
Rocks tied to the ankles and dropped into the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
Dissolve in a barrel of chemicals.
Yeah. Well, no, see, now if we put the same, because I said chop it up, then call a mate, get them to dig a big hole, use their knowledge of science, and use some sort of powder to rot it.
Thinking quicklime, aren't you?
Yes, quicklime.
I don't know what it was called to have to describe.
Is that the same dissolving?
No.
Well, dissolving is dissolving, isn't it?
I have a question for Slati. Well, why the Pacific Ocean?
Well, the thing is, I was trying to make sure I was different in case someone else came up with the idea but dropped them into the
Atlantic.
So it was either going to be Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean.
I wanted to be quite specific about it.
Yeah, exactly. That was too easy. Sorry, what else? I had bury in a graveyard.
Interesting.
So I'll be nice. No points awarded there. Just good. Sports you can play with a racket. And I'm going to stress this is a racket. So cricket is not a racket. It does not.
Cricket is not a racket. I like fishing bats.
Okay, this is now. This is a racket.
This is a lot
this
more.
This is going to be a lot more tricky.
A racket?
Yeah. I can literally only think of two sports.
Mm.
I don't know.
Points, can I?
Yeah, I'm looking. Oh, yeah. Someone's going to start.
Someone's going to have money on this round.
Guaranteed.
All good?
Yeah.
Tien's writing an essay on sport.
Chapter one.
Body racket.
Chapter one, bury the body.
I don't know whether it's a racket or a paddle.
The table tennis.
Yeah, I'm guessing
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I haven't played table tennis.
Right. do you want to go first?
Squash.
Racquetball.
Racquetball.
Oh, okay, there's points then.
What's racquetball? It's like squash.
Yeah.
Oh, I put paddleball. Because that paddleball.
Nice.
Oh dear.
That was 2 points to TM and 1 point to Kerry and Ian.
Ian.
I still like to think I'm winning here.
Yeah, just for the audio listeners, that's Jerry on one, Ian on four, Kerry on one, and Tien on two.
Damn it. It's all about perspective. How you look at it.
You glass half empty or half full?
No glass. My glass is broken.
Piece of cutlery.
Can we be specific?
You can be specific.
Can be specific, Ocean.
I'm not going to be the specific code.
Now deciding if anyone else is going to say this one, don't you? Come on, I regret that.
I'm trying to think if it's a piece of gallery or anything.
Really?
You've written it down now, and I...
Yeah, you've written it down, and don't see it.
I haven't seen it, I can't quite read it, but...
That's because he's written down and you've got me these right things.
Unfortunately, it's in, like... It's
either...
No, well, that's the point, mate. It could be orange for me.
Oh, yes. That's why I chose
it. Right, so it's quite difficult to read. Shall we start with...
Ilium. Fish knife. Okay.
Cake fork. Soup spoon.
Teaspoon.
I'm going to give... 2 points to Kerry because I had pudding fork.
Oh, denied.
Catching me up now, Kerry.
I'm sorry.
You're not, though.
No, I'm not. I'm quite enjoying this. This is quite fun, actually. I should do this more often. Musical instrument.
It's not limited to keys or stringed or
orchestral instrument.
And spoons.
Any musical instrument.
Any musical instrument.
Just on the kazoo would be fine.
Kazoo would be fine.
A fishing board.
Triangle.
Where is your spoon?
Have we all got one?
Yeah.
Jerry?
The Isle of Man.
Nobody gets that, then.
No, yeah, exactly.
Even we don't get it.
No, as I said, nobody gets it, though.
Harmonica.
Piccolo.
Oboe.
Harp.
Oh, I think that's no points to them. I had a trumpet.
Down with the trumpets.
Oh, no!
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 This is the last one.
We had this last one.
Oh, we want to sing.
Done.
That's why I finished.
What does mean done?
The monster. Do we stick or do we twist? Oh, no!
Oh,
no.
Oh no.
Damn it.
How dare you? Okay.
I know it's Jerry's writing from here.
No, I'm not.
I am.
I'm afraid, Ian, you can't win, unfortunately.
Cannot.
No.
Oh, no.
Why bother then?
Unless I made this double points.
Oh, double or nothing.
Yeah.
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
And Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Don't start
again. Start
with you, Tia. I put White Christmas.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Scrooged. A Christmas Tale.
Oh, and there are no points because I put
that.
Well done. So, the scores, I'm afraid to say that in with a mighty plus four, that's you, fourth place, Ian.
Proud of that.
The bronze medal goes to Carey with three. The silver medal to Tien with two. And Cherry, you are the winner with one point.
Wow! Look at that.
We always knew he didn't think that. Yeah.
Was he much better at herd mentality?
No.
As in, so you were bad at herd mentality?
I wasn't great.
Decidedly average.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do the other game because that's going to take quite a while.
I mean, you can just blow your brains out.
So we will finish the podcast there. This will be in the order that we've recorded. So to our audio listeners, thank you very much for listening. To our video listeners, welcome to the first in-person podcast. There are going to be many camera angles. There is even a costume change, as you may have noticed. Because we recorded the first half, and then Jerry took us for a walk. And it rained, so we all got wet.
We did.
We had to change clothes. To everybody here, thank you for entertaining and being wonderful. This has been great fun. I've had a lot of fun to put it together. Jerry, there is one thing I do have to do before we've finished.
Go on.
What's your final thoughts? My final thoughts
are... This is how amazing this has been. What a thing to do. And you set it all up, and I can't thank you enough for this. It's absolutely brilliant. So thank you so much. Really. I absolutely loved it.
Everyone else has
loved it.
Ian? Yeah, this has been such a lot of fun. I haven't seen these guys or spent a lot of time with them for many, many years. So we've had the weekend together, and then this is kind of at the end of the weekend, and we've had such a ball all weekend, and this has been a really great finisher to it. It's been a lot of fun, and thank you ever so much for doing this, Dom.
Sorry, Kerry?
Yeah, just to thank you for the effort, Dom, and pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. Happy to meet everyone. I am
in 3D, of course.
Yeah, in 3D. Yeah, I'm a bit more 3D than I used.
Yeah.
3D and tall. Of course. I don't have final thoughts. My final thoughts are, yay, thank you. Yay, it was fun. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yep.
Let's go.
Wonderful.
That's it.
Yes. I think we can end on saying Die Hard is Christmas for the movie for the October podcast.
What a way to finish a podcast.
Just in time. Again, thank you very much, everybody. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey.
Thanks, everyone.